Praise be Jesus Christ. In the epistle today, St. Paul says this, "Brethren, knowing that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep," he calls us to rise from sleep. What is this sleep that St. Paul is talking about? Well, he's talking about the stupidity and blindness of the soul that is forgetful of God, that soul that is sunk in a lukewarm, effeminate, slothful, and lustful life. And he's saying we need to rise from that. It is, we need to wake up. And why? He says this, "For now our salvation is nearer than when we believed." That is, we are approaching our death, our judgment, our passage from this world into the next, from time into eternity. And so we need to rise. He says the night is past, that is, the night, the time that preceded the coming of Christ. And the day is at hand, the daytime, that is, we live in the light, a time when the truth of the gospel has enlightened the whole world. And so he says we need to embrace that light, cast off the works of darkness, our vices and our sins, and to put on the armor of light, faith and good works. And how he mentions some works of darkness specifically that need to be put off. "Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy." This sounds like your typical Friday and Saturday night on a college campus here in America. He says we need to avoid those things and instead put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is, imitate Christ, imitate his virtues. So now if we can do this, if we can avoid the works of darkness, put on the armor of light, put on Christ, imitate his virtues, that's the best way to prepare for the coming celebration of Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.